So hello guys, my name is Shanella Marta and welcome to episode number 2 of Get Down With Nels. Today we're gonna talk about a topic that I think it's very important to talk about, and one of that topic of those topics that I want to talk about today is mental health. Many people don't know because I always appear as a very bright and happy girl. Even at work, everybody thinks that I'm happy like all the time because I have such a huge energy. But the truth is that behind all that laughing and all those jokes and all those things, there's also a woman who suffers, a woman who has issues like everybody else, a woman that doesn't wake up every day and isn't happy every day, and things just don't go the way you expect it sometimes. And that's how life is. I have been in situations where numerous times I felt like something was wrong with me. Like, I'm a Libra. And if you don't know, something about Libras is that we always want people to like us. We always want to do our most so people can like us. Like, people think that we're cool. And most of the times, people don't think that I'm cool. They think I'm funny, but they don't really think that I'm cool. They think, like, I'm extra and I'm loud. And some people do like that, but a lot of people don't like it. And it's very hard sometimes for me to accept the fact that not everybody will like me and not everybody thinks that I'm cool. That sometimes it made me think that that something's wrong with me, that I'm not normal, that I am not fun to be around. And that has affected me in so many ways. And, like, I never talk about my feelings with, like, strangers. Like, my friends, the ones that are very close to me, do know that I suffer from depression sometimes and self-doubt, and that I have a lot of problems with my self-esteem. I'm sorry. But I'm working on it, you know? I'm working on it. There were times where I thought that I was forever gonna be like this. I was forever gonna be mad at the world and thinking that something was wrong with me and thinking that I was not good enough and that I had to be extra so I could be good enough, so I could sit with the cool people. When the reality is that there's nothing wrong with me. I'm perfectly fine. Sometimes it's just you surround yourself by people who hate you for no reason. People who are jealous of the things you have achieved and the little that you have just because of dumb things. They don't even have a reason of why they're mad at you. They're just mad at you. And sometimes that negativity that you surround yourself with can affect your life. It's like a bad fuku, if you get what I mean. And for those who don't know what the fuck fuku is, it's like bad vibes. And but I also think that sometimes in my case then I just want people to like me that much, as long as that sometimes I attract the wrong kind of people in my life. And they do stuff. And I keep, like, taking them back. I keep, like, I don't know how to explain it. But it's very weird that you keep doing that. And this is not something that just happens to me. It's also happening, or it also happened to my parents in the past. Like, they had also friends, and the friends were always, like, taking advantage of them and doing stuff to them, and they will always, like, take the friend back and, you know, try to help them and try to build up and try to do all this stuff. And I just don't want to be old and realize that I lost my time surrounding myself with the wrong kind of people. And yeah, that feeling of that feeling that you get that you're not good enough, sometimes it's not you. You are not the problem. If you're listening to this, you are not the problem. Sometimes it's just the people that you are around with. And sometimes those people, you need to take them out of your life. You need to take distance of them. Cause sometimes those people can affect you so much that it can change your whole chakra and bring like bad stuff to your life. Like, just take your distance, reevaluate yourself, put some goals for yourself, try to wake up and be thankful for everything that you have, and meditate and try to just be happy, like generally happy. Don't do the stuff that I do, that I put this facade on, that I'm super happy and that everything is going well with me, when the truth is that I'm fucked up. And if you ever need to talk to somebody, talk to them. Like, my friends know, the ones that are really close to me know that I'm a crybaby. I cry for everything. I'm a very emotional person. I'm very sensitive. But yeah, if you have to talk to somebody, just talk to somebody. Because sometimes talking to even a stranger, sometimes talking to a stranger can feel better than talking to your own friends. It can give you another perspective about life. Actually, that's all I wanted to say. I just want you to know that you're amazing. There's nothing wrong with you. You have everything that you need in your hands to be happy. And sometimes you will find yourself in situations where you think, like, I'm never gonna be happy. It's never gonna happen for me. Like, I'm never gonna experience the things that other people experience. But it's coming, you know. And when it comes, it's gonna be so amazing that you're gonna see that everything that you have went through, that every time that you cried for it, that every time that you waited for it, that every time that you prayed for it, was worth it. Because it's gonna be perfect. Because you are perfect. And there's nothing that you have to change. And how earlier you realize that you don't have to do the most so other people can like you, that you don't have to even worry with the opinions of other people, the better it will be for you. And don't be afraid to hurt people's feelings. Because people will hurt your feelings like in no time. If there's something that's bothering you, talk about it. If there's something that you don't want to do anymore, or you don't want in your life, just talk about it. Get rid of it. Before I end my podcast, I just want to give a special thank you to all my close friends. You know who you are. Who have stuck with me in the worst situations of my life. Has seen me cry and just be petty like most of the times. Thank you for being there for me. Thank you for loving me, for supporting me at all times. And I love you guys. And I do not know what more I need to do to tell you guys that I love you. But I do really appreciate you and I really love you. Love you all. And remember, sometimes we may not believe that he exists, but God exists. You just have to have faith in him. Thank you for listening to my podcast, guys. This was episode number 2. I will see you, I don't know, maybe next week. Maybe this week. I don't know. Whenever I feel like it.